Yes, that tune's called Jordu, and the author named it after his own name. Think of the city of Tokyo. Tokyo is the new capital of Japan, and to make that new name, they just took the two characters representing in Japan and put them in the opposite order. The old capital was Kyoto, and so they just, Kyoto became Tokyo. And in fact, Duke Jordan, the writer of this tune, named it Jordu.
So there were really clever, geeky guys even back then.
It would appear.
Who would do things like that. That's great. Let's have that other question for Bill.
When you were playing jug band music, were you playing the five string or the tenor band? What kind of stuff were you doing?
Let me repeat the question he'd asked, because not everybody probably heard it, right? Okay. When you were playing in the Jim Questman Jump Band, and by the way, just saw him, and he looked and sounded great. He played out in Denver a couple weeks ago.
You know, they're working on a 50th anniversary tour.
Another tour? Or you're going to be on it, I presume.
That's great.
Well, so when you were working on the Jump Band stuff, what was the exact... Was he playing five string or tenor?
Well, it was a five string. I actually made a little notch on the side of the bridge so I could unhook the fifth string from the top and hook it in the side. I could put it right back up and tune it in case I needed all five strings. But I was playing rhythm in that band, mostly just with a flat pick. But I was using the G tuning because by then all the chords had become automatic. If I heard a chord in my hand would go there. So I didn't want to mess up my reactions and use a different tuning. So I use the open G tuning.
We're going to have time for each of the players, so would you like to play one more tune? Maybe an example of something out of your jug band repertoire, or whatever you like. While he's thinking, I'll give a plug to something that both he and I are part of, which is what's called the New York Banjo Summit. It's going to be a 10-city tour featuring the two of us, but also these guys, Bela Fleck, Tony Trischka, and Eric Weisberg, as well as Richie Stearns and Mac Benford playing old time, and a few guest appearances by Noel McKelney. So if these are cities all around the Northeast in October and November. Look up New York Banjo or Banjo Summit or New York Banjo Summit. Yes?
I still didn't think of something.
Oh no, that's all the plugs I got.